There's a slight problem with President-elect Barack Obama's basket of hawkish pragmatists. Clinton, Gates, Rice, Jones, Biden. They all favor the invasion, the occupation of Iraq. They all believe in the weapons of mass destruction fantasy and in Saddam's fake connections with Al-Qaeda. They all favor humanitarian or outright imperialism. They all favor the neoliberal Washington consensus, which has ravaged the developing world for decades. They all favor the same interventionist policy practice with some nuances by Bush Sr., Clinton, and Bush Jr. Obama has promised to
responsibly ending the war in Iraq. We have to maintain the strongest military on the planet.
He insists he'll be in charge, or, as he put it,
as Harry Truman said, the buck will stop with me.
Obama has stressed that the U.S. is
on a glide path to reduce our forces in Iraq.
But this is how the mission will be carried out.
I will be giving Secretary Gates and our military a new mission as soon as I take office, responsibly ending the war in Iraq through a successful transition to Iraqi control. We will ensure that we have the strategy and resources to succeed against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. As Bob said not too long ago, Afghanistan is where the war on terror began, and it is where it must end.
There are many problems with this strategy. Most of all, it tells that Obama remains a conceptual prisoner of the war on terror framework. And how do you responsibly end the war in Iraq? Well, the recently signed SOFA between the Bush administration and the Maliki government in Baghdad will not be ratified by the U.S. Senate. This means that Obama, as commander-in-chief, will not be bound by the SOFA. What does that mean? It means that Obama has the power to end the occupation in Iraq next month, if he wishes. He wouldn't have to wait for his own 16-month deadline, much less the 3 years stipulated by the recently signed SOFA. It's not going to happen. Pentagon had Robert Gates, now remixed as part of Obama's national security team. The man in charge of the responsible withdrawal will need US troops to train the Iraqi security services and the military. So these are what Obama himself called the residual force. They could be as many as 30,000 troops. As long as they are in Iraq, they are a magnet for all forms of nationalist resistance, be it by the Sadrists or by an umbrella of Sunni guerrilla groups. The fact that they are still there means that the occupation is still in charge. Then there's Robert Gates himself, the consummate Beltway boy. And talk about continuity. During Bush Sr., he was CIA chief. He was involved, among other things, in the invasion of Panama, support of an ultra-repressive regime in Guatemala, support of the ultra-repressive Suharto regime in Indonesia. Former CIA analyst Ray McGovern, who has known Gates for 40 years, describes him as, I quote, an unprincipled chameleon, and worse than Donald Rumsfeld in many aspects. There is not a single certified anti-war personality in Obama's national security dream team. America is not getting what it thought it was paying for. It will get what Obama has in fact sold, a suicidal surge in Afghanistan, a preemptive Bush doctrine-style surge in the Pakistani tribal areas, a vague residual force in Iraq, and on Iran, what Obama promised in his speech at the APEC summit this past summer in Washington.
I will always keep the threat of military action on the table to defend our security and our ally Israel.
For the moment, the U.S. is swimming in a sea of unanswered questions. For instance, how will Obama order his responsible withdrawal man Robert Gates to downsize the Pentagon, which consumes no less than 4% of the U.S. GDP? How Obama's U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice will not trample over the multilateral system embodied by the United Nations, unlike the Bush system? How will Obama's team of rivals deal with the inexorable shift of economic power from the West towards Asia? And will the Obama administration remain a total hostage to the war on terror framework? Is this a seamless transition towards endless war? Hordes of Empire Light or Empire Regular camp followers are singing the praises of the new brand Obama. Even the inescapable Karl Rove, the Machiavelli from Texas, called Obama's team, and I quote, reassuring. So exit the megalomaniac neocon dream and enter the hawkish pragmatists. Take your pick. Empire Classic or Empire Light?
This is the sort of thing we can build right now without anyone else's permission from the government or from the business community. It's the powers in our hands.
If we're not going to sleepwalk into more wars and into environmental disaster, we think we need to start with a television news network that won't bow to pressure and has the courage to seek facts. And that means independent economics. And that's why we need you.
Real hope means facing a complex reality. Your tax-deductible donation makes it possible. Please contribute. Visit therealnews.com.